We begin with Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Siman Chaf Aleph Siftes. Mishu Tzarchus Baal Shachar Shtayim Mincha Shtayim. Someone who has to daven two Shachars or two Mincha Shmoneh Esreis. Imu Shlich Tzibur. If this individual happens to be the Shlich Tzibur, Yoytze B'mashu Chayzis Atfil B'kol Rom, he could fulfill his obligation with saying the Chazar Shatz. The Paiskim say that if one is going to fulfill his obligation of saying Shemoneh Esrei with the Chazar Shatz, so even though when one says Chazar Shatz, he doesn't say a L'kai Netzor at the end of the Chazar Shatz, and he doesn't take three steps back, this person, since he's fulfilling his obligation with Chazar Shatz, should say L'kai Netzor and should take three steps back. Also, not everybody agrees with this psak. Some are of the opinion that to fulfill the obligation Shemoneh Esrei of a private Shemoneh Esrei, one has to say his own Shemoneh Esrei. He cannot fulfill it with saying Chazar Shatz. Sif Yud. Mishin Estapik Loi. If somebody has a question of Mispal Loi, if he did or didn't daven, Bizman Azeh, Shem Mispal Ben Nadova. We nowadays don't daven a Tfilos Nadova, because the reason is you only could daven a Tfilos Nadova if you could be confident that you're going to have kavana from beginning to end, the proper kavana. So now, what should he do? He can't daven the Shemoneh Esrei as if he is obligated, because he may not be obligated. And to say, well, if I'm not obligated, I'm going to say it as a Tfilos Nadova, as we just explained, that's something we avoid. And therefore, Ketzer Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Chayze U'Mispalel. There are those that are more lenient in allowing a Tfilos Nadova, and there are those that suggest, the Mishnah Berurah, that what one should do in such a situation is listen carefully to the Chazar Shatz from beginning to end. Simcha Beis Dinei Tachton. Lach Shemoneh Esrei, after we finish saying the Shemoneh Esrei, Omrim Tachton in the Tfilos Apayim, we say Tachton, we're putting down a head. Vein Ledaber Sichas Chulin, one should not speak anything not about davening or mitzvah, omein, etc. Main Shemoneh Esrei l'tachton. Sif Beis. B'shachris, kivin shesh tefillin b'smoilei. In Shachris, since we wear tefillin on our left hand, noitin atzad yamin, we put our heads down on the right hand. B'shum kvoy tefillin, because we shouldn't put our hands down on the hand that we're wearing tefillin. B'mincha, when we're not wearing tefillin, we put our heads down on the left hand. And the Prima Gadim says that, therefore, a person who is a lefty and he puts on tefillin on the right hand, then he should put down his head on the left hand. Sif Gimel. Nefilas apayim yesh liyis miyushev. When one says tachnun, he should be sitting. If it's difficult to sit, yochel liyis gam b'umid, he could then say it standing. After we finish saying Tachton, we say V'Nachton Loi Neida. V'Yesh Lomer B'Yeshiva. The Nachton Loi Neida should be begun, said sitting. V'Akach Oimdim V'Oimrim. Then we get up and we say the rest, Manasa. Sif Dalad. Ein Nefilas Apayim. One should not say Tachton. Ki Im B'Mokum She'eshem Sefer Torah. Only in a place where there is a Sefer Torah. Avul B'Mokum. She ain't Ava B'Mokoyim, she ain't Sham Sefer Torah. In a place where there is no Sefer Torah, Ape She Sham Shah Sefer Kodesh, even though there are other Svarim in that room, ain't Neuflon Al Paneim, we don't put our head down. El Oimer Samizma, we say the Perik, Belin the Fields of Payim, without putting our heads down. Kshim Spalim Be'ezra's Beisa Knesses, and one is davening in the Shul, or the one of the side rooms of the shul, or Pesach Beis HaKnesses Pasuch, but the door of the Beis HaKnesses is open. So even though he is not actually sitting in the Beis HaKnesses, Nechshav Kilo HaYisham Sefer Torah, it's considered as if he's sitting in a room with Sefer Torah. There are those that say that Yerushalayim, because of the Kedush of Yerushalayim, is always considered like a place where there's a Sefer Torah. But I did see that Rav Shlomo Zalman said that that is only in the old city of Yerushalayim. Sif Hei, Kishim Spalim Beis Ovel, if we're davening in the home of an Avel Rachman Tzlan or Beis HaMeis, a home where the Meis lived, even though nobody's sitting Shiva there. Apish Ein Sham Avel, Ein Oim Tachten Shiva Simei Avelis. We don't say Tachten for the duration of the Shiva. Afil B'mincha Shem Shvi. That means even though the Avelim get up after Shachris from Shiva, still, the seventh day, if the davening mincha in that home, we don't say tachnun. V'noigim shigam b'shumel beisam einem oimrim. Even when they are in their home, they shouldn't say tachnun, even though they left the shiva house. V'miyesh oval beis haknesses. But if the oval is davening in shul, ein hatzibun d'charam achrav. Just he won't say tachnun, but the tzibur will say tachnun. El shavol ein oimrim. Just the oval doesn't say tachnun. Sivov. Ein oimrim tachnun beis haknesses sheish amila. We don't say tachnun in a Beis Knesset where a meal is going to take place, or Shibala Bris, the father of the baby, or a Sandik, or a Moel, or the Sandik Umoel Mispalm Shom, Af Shamila Tiyab Beis Acher, even if the meal is not going to be taking place there. Mispalm Mincha Beis Atinik, Kodim Sutsa Bris, if the Bris is taking place later in the day, and in the home where the Bris is going to take place, we won't say tachnun. But if we're davening mincha after benching, oimrim. Apala bris, hasandik v'amoyel, these three individuals, lo yoimer af lacha brichas amazon, shouldn't say tachnun even after brichas amazon, because this day, the day of the bris, milo for them, yontov shalohem, who it's a yontov for them. Sif v'zayin. If it's shul where there's a chosin, we don't say tachnun. Call shivas yimei mishta shaloi for the ration of the sheva brachas. If, however, this is the case, if the chosin or the kala were never married before, avol almin shenos almana, if both of the chosin and kala were previously married, Einroy Rak Shlosh Yomim. The Salach only applies for the first 3 days after the marriage. Vachkach Oimrim. And afterwards we begin to say Tachnun. Ubiyom HaChuppah B'Shachros Oimrim. The Yom HaChuppah, the Minig, he says, is, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, is to say Tachnun. Ubimincha Shosom HaChuppah Ein Oimrim. However, some have the Minig, Rav Ozer discusses this in the Shevet HaLevi, that if the wedding is going to take place during the day, then they don't say by Shachris. On the other hand, if the wedding is going to take place only after night, then they say Tachnun, not just by Shachris, but by Mincha as well. Sifches. We don't say Tachnun on Rosh Chodesh, lo b'chamish b'os b'av, lo b'chamish b'os b'shvat, lo b'chanukah, lo b'purim kol shnei yomim, purim and shushim purim, lo b'purim katan, in a year where Purim, where there's two Adars, so Purim Katan is in Adar Rishon, and we don't say it Shnei Yomim Yudal and Tezvav Adar Rishon, Loi B'lag B'Omer, Loi B'chol Chodesh Nissan, V'loi B'Tishabav, V'loi B'Yom Shabbat Yom Kippur M'Sukkos, not the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, Loi M'Rish Chodesh Sivan Ad La'ach Isru Chag D'Shavuos. From Rosh Chodesh Sivan till after Shavuos, v'loy b'Isru Chag d'Sukkos. B'chol elu ein oimrim gam b'mincha shelofneihem. Not only is Tachnun not recited on these days, they're not recited in the mincha before these days. Avol b'erev Rosh Hashanah or b'erev Yom Kippur, even though we don't say Tachnun the day, those days, but the day before oimrim b'mincha shelofneihem, we do say Tachnun even by mincha. Or b'erev Rosh Hashanah oimrim gam b'slichas. Every Shara Tachnun is said by Slichus, Raklachakach, by Shachris, Ein Oimrim, we don't say Tachnun. Siftes, B'Sheni V'Chamishi, L'Fi Shem Yimei Rotzen, V'Chi V'Abarim Yoim Shekabolos Luchas Shnius. When it came, the Moshe Rabbeinu should receive the second set of the Luchas, all of Moshe Rabbeinu B'Yom Chamishi, he went up on a Thursday, V'Yard B'Yom Sheni, he came down on a Monday, L'Chaim Mar B'Mem Tachnunim. These are days that we say more tefillas. V'omrim koyim tachnun, we say v'hu rakum. V'amra yishem ha'umid, it should be said standing. V'tzarech lamed b'kavana, it should be said with understanding the words of the Messina slowly, derech tachnunim, as we are indeed davening, supplicating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yam v'she'enam tachnun, if it's a day that we don't say tachnun, we also don't say v'hu rakum, ein amrim oisai. Sif yud, lachnun tachnun, after we say tachnun, amrim chatz kaddish, and we should say umud. But we, if one is davening bi yichidus, he doesn't say kel erech apayim.